This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting Hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, Johnny Antonucci, and this is Saving the Investor. This is where Alfie helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be successful well into your retirement years, you're going to have to navigate through the fog of investing. And the way to do that is by having a financial coach on your side, and that is Alfie Townsend. And we want you to be one of the first five callers in the next 15 minutes, because you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, give Alfie a call to meet with him to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. He'll review your current plan. He'll address all your concerns, answer all your questions. And the main question that you're going to need to answer is, will your income last? He's also going to expose all the fees that are inside your portfolio that could be eating up your returns each and every year. And that's why you want a financial strategist and a coach on your side. And he's available to meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices, whichever is more convenient for you. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the products and services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today we've got a great show on tap for you. We're going to be talking about, is your fiscal house in order? And really, he's going to be talking about how to really build an income portfolio, how to construct it. And the person that really is behind this incredible phenomenon, which is saving investors from the pitfalls, the schemes, the traps of brokers on Wall Street, is no other than Alfie Townsend himself. Alfie, so great to see you this morning.
Hey, good morning. It's a little bit cloudy today.
Overcast. I hope it doesn't affect our golf when we get out of here.
Well, I hope not. As long as that wind stays under 15 knots, we're okay. No, it's, hey, good morning, Southwest Florida. It's awesome to be here. We love doing this show, and we had just a busy week this week. We had people. We had our workshop over at Ruth Chris, and that's a great place to do, you know, to really meet and greet people. And it was very successful. We had a lot of people there that wanted to know about how the world affairs is affecting your financial affairs. And there's a lot of things going on in the world. We have, you know, the election coming. We have, you know, the Republicans just, you know, bashing Trump all over the place, and they don't like Trump, they don't like Cruz, but now it seems like some of them are liking Cruz. It's crazy that Lindsey Graham is endorsing Cruz now after 2 weeks ago just saying, you know, if he died on the, you know, in the Senate floor, no one would help him. It's crazy what's happening right now. And then on the Democratic side, you have, you know, of course, Bernie you know, wanting to give away everything, and then you have Hillary saying things. It's just this is going to be an interesting year. And people ask, Alfie, does it really matter who's president? And the bottom line is, that's a good question, I tell them, but it really doesn't matter who's president, how it's going to affect your portfolio, because the Wall Street is much bigger than the presidency. So as long as you have a well-diversified portfolio where you're capturing returns from the market. And again, returns come from the market. We tell everybody that all the time. And what I mean about that is, if you're just here in the U.S., you're not capturing market returns. That's why our portfolios are in 46 countries, 19 asset classes, almost 13,000 different holdings. And talking about rebounding, I will talk about rebounding. John, it's, you know, it started off, remember I said this, and the market was, you know, just going down, down, down at the beginning of the year. And in one of the news channels, I think it was Fox News, they were saying, you know, last time it had something like this opened up so bad was in 1991. And it was, you know, just like this, how it was just terrible from the start. of the new year, and you're thinking, oh my God, it's going to be a year of disaster. But that year ended up over 20% gains for the year, and it looks, and I can't say, you know, we're only
first quarter,
but on the other hand, what's different about it is starting to have a nice rally going. So we could, you know, close at the end of the year with an uptick. We just don't know. But just think, if you were one of the people that got out in January, the middle of January, because you said, you know what, I just can't take it anymore, that it's killing me, and you did not have a coach on your side to say, listen, let's meet and talk and show you what's happening during a down market. So down markets with us, we were, our portfolio manager was buying aggressively with new monies coming into the fund. They were buying the small caps, the large caps, the internationals. They were buying what was depressed, and now we are benefiting from that. Our clients are benefiting from that, the way that it is rebounding at a fast, fast pace. And it's a beautiful thing when free markets work, and you just have to be in it to really make sure that you're not you got to get these emotions away from you. You got to take the emotions out of investing.
Well, that's what you do, and that's why people are listening today on 92.5. You're listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will review your current plan. He's going to address your concerns. He's going to answer all your questions, and especially tell you, will your income last? You're going to need to know that so that you don't retire and then you have to go back to work. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. Give him a call at 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, at savingtheinvestor.com, you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the products and services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And now what you're talking about, getting people's fiscal house in order. What does that entail? What does that mean? What do you do in order to get them in order? Because obviously, if you're getting them in order, they must be out of order in some areas of their financial strategy, aren't they?
Well, that's a good point, John. You don't know if you're in order or out of order until you get a second set of eyes to look at what you have. And that's what I emphasize all the time. And I know everybody says, oh, you got to have a second set of eyes. But what we do is we actually give you something that's worth a second opinion, because when you come in, we're going to not just look at what your holdings are. We look at your holdings and we let you know if you're what your exposure is to risk. That's important, because we find out that a lot of people, John, are taking more risks than they need to take by sometimes as much as 70%. That means that if you can reduce your volatility 70% and not sacrifice your risk or not sacrifice your returns, that would be a beautiful thing, and asset allocation is so important, and that's how we can do that. So yes, when you come in, we're going to find out what your holdings are. We're going to find out what your fees are. One way to fight inflation, a number of ways, but one way is owning equity, number one. But number two is to reduce your downturns, reduce your down cycles when the market goes down, not to lose as much when it goes down. You might not make as much when it goes up, but when it goes down, you do not need to take those big hits during retirement. And at the workshop a couple days ago, we talked about this. And when we talked about it, you know, people are amazed. They said, you know, here's two portfolios that had the same return, 5.67 pretty much, 5.66 and 5.67. Both of them had the same return over the last 15 years. The average was 5.66, and that's how Wall Street does it. They take the average. I don't care if it goes up 15%, if it goes down 5%, 10%, whatever. They're going to do the average of that return over the last 15 years. It doesn't matter if it comes at the beginning of the years or the end of the years. It's mathematics, and that's how you get the average return, and that's what portfolios look at. So if you were just looking at your Morningstar, just looking at returns of a portfolio, and you were just looking at the average, that's not a good way to do it, because it's how the average got there. With these two portfolios that I was showing, these were actual portfolios. One was Vanguard, and one was a diversified portfolio that we have access to, and it showed what the returns were over the last 15 years, but how it got there was totally different. And Portfolio One, which happened to be Vanguard, in 2000, 2001, 2002, lost about 40% of its money. And just think, if you were taking out money during that time to live on, you're retired and you're taking out money, you would have been down, that $1 million would have actually been down to $500,000. Could you imagine that? You start $1 million, you retired 5 years later, and you've only been taking out $50,000 a year for 3 years, and you're down because of the market. And it's called sequential return. And if you're taking money out during a down market, that's reverse dollar cost averaging, and it's gonna just catapult your money going down. And it went down to $500,000, John. $500,000. Could you imagine that? I mean, $500,000 from $1 million just 3 years later.
That's amazing. Well, that's why you want to meet with Alfie. He will help architect a plan to put your fiscal house in order. Give him a call at 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will review your current plan. He's going to address all your concerns, answer all your questions, tell you if your income is going to last, and then expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that you don't see on your statements that can be eating up your financial returns. Give him a call at 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking today about, is your fiscal house in order? And Alfie's talking about a retirement income portfolio and how it's constructed. And really, Alfie, what are some of the biggest mistakes investors make when constructing a portfolio?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes they make is that they concentrate too much on large cap stocks, and they concentrate to, and it's not just the investor, it's the advisor.
Is it that they feel more comfortable with a bigger company?
Exactly. Yeah. They do. They feel more comfortable. They like the dividends, and a lot of times they're not capturing when, and that's one thing about that financial MRI that we do, John, that financial MRI, when we're looking at their portfolios, we find out a lot of times that they hold, a lot of S&P companies, and they're not capturing markets overseas. And, matter of fact, this workshop that we had a couple nights ago, there was somebody in the audience, and they said that they were talking about international funds are very risky. And I said, yes, they might be risky because if you had them by themselves. But I said, if you add international funds to the U.S. funds, you know what it does to the overall portfolio? It increases the return and reduces volatility. And his eyes were open. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. And that's where the math and science comes in. And that's why it's worth to have a financial MRI. So give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Of course, area code 239. And really what you're calling for, and we are inundated with, between the radio and the TV shows and the workshops, people are listening to this show, the TV show they're watching, because they say, Alfie, when you and John are out there talking, you talk in simple terms and you really talk where we can understand it. And the bottom line is, we're not going to sit here and, talk about, explain what, standard deviation is, what the Sharpe ratio is. That is, I'll explain that when you're here. But what all that means is, hey, do you want to reduce volatility, or do you want to keep it, do you want to know if you're taking undue risk? Bottom line, do you want to know if you're taking undue risk? Do you want to know what your fees are? Do you want to know what your hidden fees are that you cannot see? Even if you go to Morningstar and it says, hey, this fund has a fee of 0.8. So you're saying, yeah, that's not too bad. But then what we're going to do is we're going to take that 0.8 and we're going to find out what the turnover ratio is, meaning how much of those companies that they own are selling and buying new by the end of the year. That's called turnover. The average turnover is 80% with mutual funds. Ours is at 10%, but that 80%, John, that takes that 0.8 8.0, and it magnifies it to well over 1.2, 1.3%, and then you have to see if it's A share, B share, C share. And I'm telling you, as a financial coach and as a certified financial planner, what I want to emphasize to our listeners is you saved your money for all these years, and we had a couple in this couple days ago, John, and you know, she says, well, no, isn't there only A shares and B shares and C shares? That's all there is. I said, no, they had American funds, and we're analyzing their American funds, and we're going to show them what the fees are. They were paying upfront money to get in. They were, you know, deferred sales charge. I said, you saved enough money in your life to have institutional pricing. And with our family of clients that we have, we're able to get institutional pricing for our clients. And that's like shopping at Costco opposed to shopping at one of the local grocery
Whole
stores,
yeah.
You know, for, you know, and if you're buying it for a large amount of people, you're going to save tons of money just because we're buying in power. We're using our buying power to give you institutional pricing. And that's a big difference between wholesale and retail. You always want wholesale. And that's what we'll give you here at the Advantage Retirement Group.
All right, we'll give Alfie a call. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He will architect a plan to put your fiscal house in order. Phone number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Stay tuned. We've got to go to a hard break right now, so we'll be right back right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. 561-1155, 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie and he'll review your current plan. He's going to address your concerns and answer all your questions. He's going to show you if your income is going to last. And he's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services he offers through the Advantage Retirement Group. And obviously, Alfie, when making investments decisions, most people, when they buy based on emotions, car sales, they get in and drive it and they have an emotional connection to it. And that's why they make a purchase. This really is diametrically opposed to that. You want to basically get them to take the emotion out of it, don't you? And why is that so important?
You have to, because just think at the beginning of the year, this year, 2016, if you were based on emotion, how many people got out of the market? How many people got out because they let their emotion get in the way and say, listen, I don't want this to be another 2008, because they were hearing all these pundits on TV and they were hearing these prognosticators saying, hey, you know what? The market's going down, the world's ending, and this and that. And then
the sky is falling.
And these people don't know. If these people knew what was going on, they would not tell you. I'm going to say that again. If these people that are on the TV, that are on the internet, that are on selling their stuff, knew exactly what was going to happen in the future, why would they tell you? They would not tell you, because they would make so much money not telling you that they would be living on their own island. Some of them, I wish, lived on their own island, but you know, they ruined so many people's futures because of their just negative prognostications that's going on. So if we have to eliminate watching TV sometimes, and I get into it too with this election coming, I can't get enough of this stuff
right
now.
Well, it's a circus, so it's enjoyable. You watch it at Three Ring Circus.
Yeah, but
right
you
now.
Know what? I mean, it's a shame what's happening. You know, our freedom of speech is getting really stomped on right now. There's a lot of things happening that I don't like what I see. But hey, you know what I want to do? You know, life is short, as we know. And
sure.
And we went to a funeral this week, and it was Mary McDaniel. She was a great, great lady, a great friend of ours. And it's my brother-in-law, Bobby's mom, and his three brothers. And you know, I say that because, you know, here's a lady, you know, she was 83 years old, but just has umpteen grandchildren and great grandchildren, and you know, she was a giver, and a lot of people at the funeral. But you know, she lived life to the fullest, and she was very faithful, and she had, you know, just a great family and a great life. And, you know, she's 83, but she was not sick. She didn't take any medication at all. And then she had a stroke 3 weeks ago and then, you know, died last week, the week before last. And the thing about it is you don't know. Life is so short, and you just don't know when things are going to happen. If we knew that, life would be a lot easier. But, you know, if we knew when we were going to die, John, it would be awful.
Yeah, you don't want to know that.
That'd be the last thing I'd want to know, because you would just be waiting for that day to come.
Right.
So you can't live like that. But you have to have your affairs in order, that if something happens to you, your spouse is going to be taken care of, or your family is going to be taken care of. If it's regarding a legacy for your children, if it's regarding a spouse, the first thing I want to do when I meet with our clients, John, is I want to find out what happens to the breadwinner. If the breadwinner were to pass, what is left over for the spouse for income? Because that's where I'm going to create. That's where we are. I feel that we're shoulders and above majority of these advisors out here, because they don't understand how to create income and where income comes from and where to take it from. And that's what we do. We will put a plan together for you to make sure that your income is going to be there, and it's going to increase with inflation, because there's programs out there that gives us guaranteed income with increased inflation. In addition to that, you have to have portfolio for liquid assets. The thing that I get that when people come in with us, they look at the plan that we give, and they see that they have plenty of liquid assets left over, because we're going to put some guarantees in there, and we're also going to put some, you know, portfolio in there where they have accessibility. Why? Because they're not A share, B share, C share. They could put money and take money out. It's not a penalty. So you have to understand that, do you have a plan, and do you know exactly what's happening? If something happens to one of the spouses, do you know if you're going to get any of the pension? Do you know if you're going to get half of it, three quarters of it? What are you going to get? And these are the things that I help you find out when you come to meet with us. We put the income plan together. We put the expense plan together. And we put a plan together for you on the second and third meeting, so you can have that confidence during retirement, because this is an important time, because you don't get do-overs or mulligans during retirement.
That's it. Well, you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner right here on 92.5 Fox News. Give Alfie a call if you save for retirement. Call him over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. He will review your current plan. He's going to address your concerns, answer all your questions, tell you if you have enough income saved towards retirement so that it will outlast you. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. And you can sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices, whichever is more convenient for you. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. He will help architect a plan to put your fiscal house in order. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. There's also a media tab there, so you can click on that. Any topics that we discuss is on there, that you can watch it right on your laptop or your smart device. And we're going to be right back right after this break, so stay tuned. Don't go away. Come out to 27.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner right here on 92.5 Fox News. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will audit your retirement. Yes, he'll look at your current plan and basically sit down with you and review all of your current situation and your portfolio and any other investments that you have. And he's going to address all your concerns. He's going going to answer the question, will your income last? And he will also expose any hidden fees inside your portfolio that are eating up some of your returns. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we're talking about, is your fiscal house in order today? Alfie's talking about the construction of a retirement income portfolio. And basically, he talked about the fact if you fail to plan, you need to realize you're planning to fail. And he's talking about taking the emotion out of investing. And Alfie, obviously, a lot of people don't diversify properly and they don't rebalance properly inside their portfolio. What are the ramifications if you're not properly diversified and you don't rebalance? I mean, what could really happen to your nest egg or your financial strategy going forward?
Well, what happens, John, why rebalancing is so important is it keeps you in the leverage that you wanted at the beginning. So, for example, if you said I'm a moderate investor, and if you don't rebalance and we're having a good run on the market, then what happens is it becomes a growth portfolio. And then all of a sudden, when the market goes down, you lose a lot of money and you were never wanting to ever lose that kind of money. So it's very important to rebalance. And it's hard to rebalance if you're doing it yourself. You have to sell off your stuff to buy the stuff that's going down. Our portfolio does it automatically with new monies coming into the fund. And it flows down to the fund level, and it makes it where it has a very low turnover ratio. So it's done on a daily basis with new monies coming in. So it's a lot more tax efficient, a lot more efficient to do it that way, if you can. And that's what our portfolios do. And the thing about it is this, John: we have different portfolio managers. Let's talk about this as an independent advisor. That's what I am. I don't work for a big firm where I have to sell their products and only their products and their funds and do revenue sharing on these, like these American funds do revenue sharings with Edward Jones and all these other big brokerages. You know, they'll design funds specifically for them, and there's extra incentives in there for them to sell those funds, and it tells you right on the prospectus this could be a conflict of interest, and you know, they make millions and millions of dollars a year extra pushing funds that might not be the best for you. And that's why you want to come in to see if you have any of those funds that do the revenue sharing and the A share and the B share and C share, and see what you have, to see what kind of risk you're taking. Again, most of our listeners have saved enough in their lifetime to warrant institutional pricing, not retail pricing, institutional pricing. And the other thing, John, we talk about all the time is, you know, as a certified financial planner, I have fiduciary responsibility over my clients, okay? What you want to look up is fiduciary and what that really means. But also, while you're looking that up, look up what a certified financial planner is also. We have to go through a lot of training and schooling and stuff to become a CFP. And there's only, I don't know how many of us in the country right now, 60 or 70,000. There's not that many of us in the country that do what I do, that is a certified financial planner. And the fiduciary responsibility, I think, is so important because we have to look out for your best interest first, you know, and we have to make sure that what we put you in is going to be right for you, and for not just now, but, you know, for the future. And that's what we're looking to do is put plans together for you that talks about inflation, that combats it, you know, that fights inflation. And we talk about how some of that money, how we do, you know, we want to do some things that's inside your whole plan that's going to be guaranteed, because we want to look at some of your bond alternatives, because bond alternatives, we use bond alternatives when we're creating the whole plan. Because think about this. What is a 10-year bond making right now, 5-year bond, treasuries? They're not making anything. They're making 1%, 1.5%. The reason why we use bonds in our portfolios is not so much to make that 1% and some dividends. It's to offset the emerging markets, the small caps, the micro caps, the large cap, the large value. It It is to offset that. So what we can do, what we do is we go one step beyond that, and we'll do some bond alternatives to get the average of right at 4% there, so we don't have to hold as many bonds in the portfolio.
So it helps it. It helps the overall package.
It helps, right? The overall package, and it also helps with returns, and it also helps with income, lifetime income. And that's what you want to look at. So we have to look at everything when you come in, and it's it's not something that that a lot of people know how to do, John. A lot of people, when they're working, they have their 401ks or they have their advisors that are showing them how to save money while they're working, and that's the accumulation phase, and that's pretty much pretty easy. You can make while you're making money. If the market goes down, it doesn't matter, because you're putting money in. You're putting it in every month or weekly or biweekly or whatever. And as the market's going down, you're buying. So it works out good. Market's going up, you're buying some high. But when you retire, you cannot get that part wrong. And the part that we specialize in is once you retire, what are you going to do to create an income, and how are you going to fight inflation? And at that point, you have to have a plan to know that you have income coming in, your spouse taking care of, you're taking care of, and inflation is taken care of. And that's what we do here. And so when you call at 561-1155, that's 561-1155, say, Alfie, can I meet with you? And people ask this all the time. When I do it at the workshop, when they call in, they want to know, am I going to meet with Alfie? Everyone that is calling in, that comes into my workshop, I don't put you with some guy that just wet behind the ears, that just got licensed or anything like that, where a lot of people do that. They put you, they have you come in these offices, and then they say, meet with this person over here. You're going to be meeting with me. You're going to be meeting with me. And I have 32 years of doing this, and I know what I'm doing. So when you come in, yes, you will be meeting with me. And that's a good thing, because I'll be able to, with my team, with David, with Mary, Ruth, and Josie, and we put these plans together for you that makes sense, and we update you by doing our that's how I started doing this workshop, John. How the world affairs affect your financial affairs, because of these quarterly meetings that we have with our clients as a group. I asked them, what's on your mind? Tell me what's keeping you up at night. And it wasn't their portfolio or anything like that. It was more of it was ISIS was number one. And then number two was the grid. And number three was the deficit. So these were big things, bigger problems than I can ever think about, bigger problems that I could do anything about. But I wanted to do something. If that's on our client's mind, I want, that has to be on other people's mind also. So that's what we did. We put a workshop together that, pertains to how the world affairs affects your finances. And that's what you want to know when you come in and get that MRI.
You are listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. He's not only a financial planner, he is a certified financial planner. And give him a call over the next 15 minutes at 561-1155. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Again, that's 561-1155. He can meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will review your current plan, address your concerns, answer all your questions, show you if your income will last, and expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that could be eating up your returns each and every year. Also do want to tell you, you can listen to Alfie every Monday through Friday after the closing bell. It's weekdays at 4:30. He will give an update. He talks about the Fed and oil prices and the Dow and all kinds of good things. You want to be listening to 92.5 Fox News every single day at 4:30 to hear that market update, because he always gives insights and strategies and nuggets that will help you excel in your financial portfolio. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We got to take a hard break. Don't go away. Rush has got nothing on us. Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And call to meet with Alfie. He will help architect a plan to put your fiscal house in order. That's what we're talking about today, putting your fiscal house in order. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Call in the next 15 minutes to meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. And when we're talking about putting a fiscal house in order, Alfie, it's sort of like building a house, isn't it? You need a blueprint, and you need an architect, and then you need the contractor and all the different people that do the plumbing and the electric, all those things. It's sort of you're building something structurally, but yet it's a financial structure that you're going to build it strong enough to withstand the winds and the storms that come outside in our culture or in our economy, don't you?
Well, think about, you know, these skyscrapers that are in New York and Chicago, and are they built straight up not to move? No, they're not. If they did, they would crumble down. So they're built on a foundation, but you also have it to be built, engineered to sway in the wind. And that's what portfolios do. And that's what, you know, they're going to sway back and forth so they don't crumble. But you have to have a great foundation. And that's what we talk about with foundation. The first part of your foundation is really to do that financial MRI. Without that, your retirement plan can crumble.
Sure.
Just like that, because the fact that if you took a big hit like those, you know, you have these two portfolios that average the same return, the 5.67, 5.66, but one was losing money drastically and the other one wasn't losing as much but wasn't making as much. The bottom line is you cannot do reverse dollar cost averaging when you're retired, because that's the fastest way to run out of money. So when we put this foundation together, we want to, you know, this fiscal house, we want to look at your current foundation. We want to make sure that your foundation is solid. You know, we got to make sure
that's the most important part of the building, isn't it?
That's what holds the building up. So we have to look at that, and we have to really look at your financial goals. We have to accept, really, we have to look at them and say, you know, what do you expect in the future? What are you wanting to get in the future? Are you looking, how much money are you looking to make? How much money do you need? How much, you know, so we put the income plan together for you with your expenses, because your expenses are, a lot of people don't know what their expenses are. So we give, you know, when you come in, we're going to help you find that out. We're going to give you the proper paper to fill out and everything. So when you come back, we'll know that if you have a realistic plan or not. And, you know, sometimes, John, people come in and I tell them, hey, you're going to be just fine the way you are. But on the other hand, some people come in, I'm going to say, you know what, you got to get serious and you got to cut out these credit cards, cut out these expenses. So, I'm going to be like a Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you what you need and what you don't need.
So you're the next no spin zone, aren't you?
This is Southwest Florida's no spin zone. I like that. I might take that. Matter of fact, we already.
I think he's got a corner on it, though.
but Southwest Florida's no spin zone. So think we already GoDaddy'd it. So it's ours already.
There you go. Good stuff. Well, you are listening to Southwest Florida's No Spin Zone Financial Planner. That's Alfie Townsend. And if you save for retirement, give him a call over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. He'll sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples, and he'll review your current plan, address your concerns and all of your questions, and answer them for you, and obviously tell you, will your income last? And lastly, he's going to expose all the hidden fees that are inside your portfolio that can eat up your return. 561-1155, 561-1155. 1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner, and as Alfie just said, this is the no spin zone. He's going to tell you like it is, and he's trying to save investors, folks. He has a passion about this, and he's very interested in helping you achieve your financial dreams and goals well into your retirement years. Call to meet with Alfie. He will help architect a plan to put your fiscal house in order. Phone number is 561-1155, 561-1155. Meet with Alfie in in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can listen to him every single day. Not only do you hear us here on 92.5 on Saturdays, but you can also listen to him after the closing bell, weekdays at 4:30, where he will talk about all kinds of market movers and things that are pertinent to your portfolio. We are also on television on the WB Network. I believe it's on CW, 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. You can watch Alfie right in your living room and many other times on television. You'll have to go to the website to find all those times because you're on a lot. I mean, you are saturating the market. I mean, everywhere I turn, I can't get away from your voice.
And it's so funny, though, because the ones that there was a person calling us back. It was and he's listening to us right now, and he owns a nursery. And when he called my wife's phone, but it rang into my phone. And I said, Alfie Townsend. He goes, oh, the famous Alfie Townsend. He goes, I listen to you all the time. He goes, don't let the emotion get in the way. It was so funny.
That's good.
It was so funny.
So you're you're making an impact in people's lives.
Well, I hope so. We want to make a good impact. And that's why we do the show, the radio show. You know, obviously it's to get new clients, but they feel what we speak, because what we speak is really from the heart. And this is, there's ways to invest and ways not to invest in. And there was so many years that I did it the wrong way until I found out the right way from very, very smart people. And I said, you know what? Other people need to know this, because I thought there was only one way to invest, you know, like the Jim Cramers would give you these tips. That's like the...
How long has he been?
Oh, my goodness. That's the problem, is there's so much information out there. You know, we thought it would be easier with the internet, but the internet made it harder for people to stay disciplined, because
they believe everything they hear. That's the problem.
Well, they believe everything they hear, and then they get these instant updates on anything, you know, on everything. And,
sure.
And it's crazy how fast we get news these days. So with that being said, you have to make sure that you have a plan that has a foundation. We talk about foundation. That's the part that you cannot lose money. The walls are going to become your income producers, your bond alternatives, but your foundation is your savings and money that you're not planning to lose at all. And then you have your roof is going to be, the roof part of it is your equities. So that's the part that's a managed portfolio that you don't want to take undue risk on it, but you want to protect it. You want to protect it. And then, you know, there's legacy. We're dealing with legacy of people. You know, some people come in and they want to have a legacy for their children. Fantastic. We can do that for you. And some people say, you know what, my children are better off than I am. I want to make sure that I don't run out of money and I'm not a burden to my children. So there's everybody's situation's different. So when you come in, we have that conversation where we're talking and I listen to you. I ask you questions. I give you homework. So when you come in, we're going to sit down at Southwest Florida's No Spend Zone room and go through everything that we're going to talk about. And you're going to ask me questions. I'm going to answer them. And they're going to be, it's not going to be, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm going to tell you the truth about what I feel with your current stuff. And we go from there. I think it's a great thing because that's what you want. You don't want people to just make you feel good if you're not in a good situation.
Yeah, and I think we're living in a day and age where people want the truth and they want to hear something that's real. You're even seeing it in politics right now. You know, obviously, the spin of Trump and, you know, him coming out of nowhere, people just like somebody who is telling it and raw. And I think, you know, you bring a clear message and you tell the truth and you're trying to help people because you are Southwest Florida's financial planner. And if you save for retirement, give Alfie a call over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie. He will audit your retirement. The phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices. Review your current plan. He's going to address all your concerns. If you have questions, he's going to take the time with you. He's not like a medical doctor that's going to take 5 minutes with you. He'll take as much time as you need to answer all your questions, address your concerns, tell you if your income is going to last, and expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. And today we talked about architecting a plan and keeping a fiscal house in order. I think that's probably the most important thing that people can do, especially in this first quarter, because if they want to be positioned for the next three quarters of growth, and I believe that's where we're headed, they need to get their fiscal house in order, don't they?
Well, yeah, because if you know, we have it was two clients in particular that came and they were sitting on the sideline, John, and making nothing.
Yeah.
And this one came in, this client came in, and we reviewed her stuff in a month, and she's not in a, she has good amount of money in here, but she's not in an aggressive portfolio or anything like that. As a matter of fact, it's a moderate portfolio. In a month, she has made $90,000 in a month. And it was without taking the horrendous risk to do that. And the thing about it is, I said, listen, don't get all excited, because you made this money. I said, because, it can go down too. She goes, no, I realize that. But you know what? I would have never even thought about making that kind of money if I had it in the bank. In the bank, she would have made nothing,
right,
nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, you can lose money, of course, in the market. But we have vehicles also that, when people say, Alfie, I want to have some market returns, some type of market returns based on indexes, but I know I might not get all the gains, but I don't want to take any of the losses. So we have programs like that, too, where if you say, Alfie, I want to do better than what the CDs are doing, do better than what the bonds are doing. I want to make some money and I want to be able to not lose any money. So we have those, that's what's nice about dealing with someone that's independent, and we are not tied to board, board members or not just board members, board, of companies where we have to push different products and different services. No, we do what's right for our client, and that's where the fiduciary comes in. That's where the big difference of being independent and also being able to offer institutional opposed to retail. I want everybody to have institutional investing opposed to retail, because that's a difference between that's a lot of money, extra money in your pocket, if you're not having to pay these fees. These horrendous fees of these mutual funds and these brokerage accounts that they're putting you in, that they're making all this money up front. So give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And come in and get your, ask for the financial MRI so we can show you what you have. And yes, you will be seeing me. You will be seeing me and my team when you come in, for sure. And I look forward to introduce myself to you and John. This show is just flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe you got to do 2 hours, because this is Southwest Florida's No Spin Zone, and you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, give Alfie a call over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. He'll review your current plan. He'll address all your concerns, answer all your questions, show you if your income will last, and expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. And he's going to do that absolutely free for you. It's not going to cost you anything to find that out. So get a second opinion. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Again, that's 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, his website is savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, all his services, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. You want to find out about it and continue listening to us each and every week right here on Southwest Florida's premier station, 92.5 Fox News. Until next time, we want you to stay tuned and be blessed.